Okay, so we last left off, we were discussing some of the differences between Tashabah Sav and Tashabah Peh. I want to point out the major difference is that one's supposed to be Bechsav, one's supposed to be Baal Peh. That there are two halachas that the Gemara derives from Sukkim and Sechas Gittin, that Tashabah Sav is not supposed to be committed to memory, and Tashabah Peh is not supposed to be committed to writing. So we mentioned that we seem to violate this din all the time. That Tashabah Sav, we say Baal Peh, we say Shema, we say Baal Torah, we say Parshas HaKavanas, all Baal Peh. So Tosfos had a suggestion that maybe the Issa doesn't apply to Pesukim, everybody knows. So there's another approach that other Rishonim take, which the Vomegon, I thought was the Emes of Pshat, is that the only time that there's an Issa to say Torah Shebechsav Baal Peh is only to be Motzi somebody else. Because if I want to be Motzi you in Pesukim or something, whatever type of mitzvah I be Motzi you in, so that's a problem. But if I want to say it to myself, so then that's not considered to be a problem. What's Pshat? It's a very strange type of halacha. So perhaps if we understand a little bit more about the relationship between Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebechsav Baal Peh, we'll be able to understand why this Shita seems to make a lot of sense. The Rambam writes in his Akdamah to Perush HaMishnayos, which we've quoted already many times this summer, is that we know, of course, before the days of Rabbi Ben Rossi, Torah Shebaal Peh was, Pshuto Kimashmo was Baal Peh. So says the Rambam, does that really mean to say that nobody ever took notes? That's what some people hold. Some people hold, like Kodem Rabbi Ben Rossi, they don't take notes. So that's what it means, that you never took notes. Nobody ever wrote down anything. The Rambam says he doesn't believe it's true. Says the Rambam, of course, if you were listening to a Shia from your Rebbe, of course you had to write down notes. How are you ever going to remember everything the Rebbe said? So then what does it mean when we say the Tashabah Peh is Baal Peh? Tashabah Peh means that when you transmit the Torah to the next generation, you're not permitted to transmit it from the text. You're not allowed to bring your notes. You're not allowed to read it from your notes. It has to be a Torah Shebaal Peh. When you learn as an individual, you're allowed to learn, you're allowed to write it down. That wasn't the Chiddush of Yudan Nasi. The Chiddush of Yudan Nasi was not that you take private notes. The Chiddush of Yudan Nasi is that there's now going to be a standard text, and the teaching is going to be from the text of the Mishnah, eventually from a Gemara, from Rishen, from Shulchan Aruch. That was the Chiddush of Yudan Nasi, that you're even allowed to do that because of Shichas HaTorah. We're afraid people are going to forget, so it's going to be impossible any other way. But even in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rambam, people took notes, people wrote down, otherwise people were going to forget everything. So according to the Rambam, you see something interesting, that the idea that Torah Shebaal Peh was, at least in the perfect world, was supposed to be Baal Peh, that's what we call Mesiris HaTorah. When you transmit the Torah to others, so it has to have the Tzura, the same way Moshe Rabbeinu was transmitted the Torah from the Rabbanu Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Torah Shebechsav, and he gave him the Torah Shebaal Peh. For each and every generation, when we transmit the Torah to the next generation, we have to transmit the Torah Shebechsav, and the Torah Shebaal Peh, Baal Peh. What you do in the privacy of your own home, how you choose to study your own Torah, you can do whatever you want. Whatever works for you, Baal Peh, Bechsav, it doesn't make a difference. But the Tzura of the Mesorah, the limit Torah to Klal Yisrael has to be the way it was intact, the same tzura that it was from Har Sinai. So perhaps if this Rambam that sheds light on this opinion that we showed him, that if I want to say Shema to myself, I can do whatever I want. I could say Bechsav, I could say Baal Peh. What's the difference? I want to say Brichas, I want to say Parshas HaKorbanos to myself, I can do whatever I want. But if I want to be made to you in a mitzvah, I want to say Pesukim to be made to you, your obligation, I want to give the Torah over to others, I want to spread the word of Hashem with others, so then we have to be very careful. Then Torah Shebechsav has to be Bechsav, Torah Shebechsav has to be Baal Peh. So this idea that there's a difference between the private learning, there are no limitations, there are no guidelines, no parameters, learn however you want. But when one becomes in the public realm, either in the sense of giving a shir or the sense of giving multi others, so then and only then do we insist on these two different surahs of Torah, Tashbuch, Sab, Tashbuch.
Back then there was a dharma, right? So how could you be multi somebody like for Hazlan, just for davening?
Well, those weren't psukim, those were just davening for Nesra, and that wasn't the problem. Right? So that wouldn't be a problem, right? But the problem with Shema, according to many poskim, so you don't even say Shema Ka'on and Kriya Shema. It's a whole shal about that. So there are very few psukim that are actually going to be multi people in. Let's say Kriya Satora, so you'll lay with Tavakhsab. Kriya Samagili, you'll lay with Tavakhsab. Most things that were multi people from with Tachadu, lay with Tavakhsab. Also, Kiddush Friday night is an interesting idea. So the pashtus is that Kiddush on Friday night doesn't really have psukim either. Now it has Vaychulu. Vaychulu is not really ma'akev, it's not really an integral part of Kiddush. So one can argue that wouldn't be a problem. There are those who are machpeh. There is a chumrah that some people only say kiddush on Friday night. We motzi other people. They have a bench in front of them, a sitter in front of them, because of a chashash that we don't want to say by chul to be motzi somebody else. So that's a chumrah. That's some machlokes. Right. So the question is, Tzuka Lezimra, is anyone really being motzi anybody in Tzuka Lezimra? Means in the old days, first of all, Tzuka Lezimra itself was a big question whether it's a real takana to say Tzuka Lezimra or not. There are some who say that the object that's a gedola instituted Tzuka Lezimra, and the Shulchan Aruch seems not to say it, seems to say that it's more of a minig than a real halacha. So it's hard to be raya from that. So there's one last part of Tarsha Rapeh Sugya that I want to speak a little bit about tonight. And it really touches not just Tarsha Rapeh, not just some of the things that we've been talking about recently, but Limud HaTorah in general. It's the bulk of that Torah is the Tarsha Rapeh. And that is this idea of remembering what one learns. Of course, the opposite, forgetting what one learns, the problems, the surim about the forgetting with what one learns. And this is so critical, the idea of remembering the Torah, not forgetting the Torah, that this is what prompted Rabbi Danasi to change the whole format, to change the whole Tzuras HaLimud, the idea of Shichas HaTorah. So this is based on Psukim, actually this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vaschanam. The Torah tells us that we have to be careful, lest you forget that which you saw, rather you have to transmit them to all generations, to your children, your grandchildren, etc. So comes the Mishnah Perkei Avos and has a startling statement in this pasuk. Comes the Mishnah, who remembers the Mishnah? Mishnah Perkei Avos quotes this pasuk. A person forgets one thing that he learned, he's over belav. He's in violation of anisa diraisa. He shavulcha pen tishkach is the pen is a lashon al, is a lashon lav. The person forgets what he learned, he's in violation of anisa. So comes the Mishnah and says, Yachal talk for love mishnaso. I might think that a guy is learning so much, he's staggering away, spent 6 weeks in the summer learning. He doesn't remember what did the Rebbe say the first day she had makas. I'm so busy in Davav, I can't remember the base. So Yachal talk for love mishnaso. Says the Mishnah, no, that's not a violation. Because the Torah says that the only time that a person is in violation of the sisar is only if they actively cause themselves to forget the Torah. It means that they don't care about the learning. It means they say, "Shmeh, what do I have to care about my learning? I should forget what I learned until summer. I don't want to be bothered with it anymore." So that's the Yisur of Pentishkech HaZadvarim. But if a person forgets the Torah, never, because they're learning so much, Baruch Hashem, so they're learning so much, so they're part. That's not the Yisur of Shechech Babrach HaMishnas. There's an important machlekes acharon of very regel ma'isa, is that what if a person forgets, not because he's actively trying to forget, but on the other hand, the reason why he's forgetting is not because he's learning so much. The reason why he's forgetting is he's not chazer. He's learned, he doesn't chazer. He takes the approach that, yeah, learning's not that important. I forgot what I learned. Big deal. It's not that he wants to forget. Not that he's actively lost some memory pills. On the other hand, it's not that he's learning so much that he can't keep everything in his head. It's that he's just not careful about his learning. He's not chazering. Is that included in the yisr or not? So we hope and pray that's not considered to be part of the yisr. Else we have a lot of din b'cheshbon to give. So we hope that the yisr of vachiyeshi b'siv melibo is only pshuta kimashmo. The person mamish actively tries to forget the Torah. So the ma'aseh of the din is that a person has to be so careful to try to retain all of his learning. Why is that so? Why do we put such an emphasis on the remembering of Torah? A person learned already. He learned last week. So such a big enough community remembers the Taisis. I don't remember the Taisis. So there seemed to be a major machlokes have shown him what the nature of this is all about. Why is it that the Torah is so machped that we have to chazer so much, that we have to always remember what we learned? So Rabbeinu Yonah and his Perush and Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes that he thinks the reason why we have to remember our learning is because of the Mishnah that he ever says, in a different Mishnah, that shichachas talmud ola zadon. If a person forgets what he learns, he will inevitably make a mistake in terms of practical halacha. Say, a guy learned till Chashabas. So 5 years he learned Chazal Chashabas, learned Chashabas, but he never bought his chasri into Chashabas. He doesn't care about 20 years later, he remembers the Rebbe said something about putting food in a block on Shabbos. He doesn't remember the Rebbe said it's mutter today, it's also. The Rebbe said something about writing on Shabbos. And the Rebbe said it's okay. It's on the Rabbana, it's the Rice, I can't remember exactly. So a person's going to forget the details of his learning, so Chalil Chalil is going to be a mikshol in terms of Shmiras and Mitzvahs. So that's the reason why you're not allowed to forget. So Rabbi Yonah seems to have a very goal-oriented nature of this prohibition, that the Torah doesn't want us to forget. Not that intrinsically forgetting is so terrible. If I forget a Taisus, no, the Rome will come to an end and forget a Taisus. But if I forget a Taisus, and therefore I'm not going to understand the Sugya, and therefore I'm going to forget what's Mutter, what's Asa, what's Chayav, what's Pachas, and lead me to a mistake, and Dervish Shmuel and Mitzvahs, that's what the Torah really is Machbid on. That's the nature of the Yisr, or Pen Yisub of Avchad. That's what Ben Yod is understanding. So the Rambam doesn't seem to present the issue of Shichas HaTorah in this light. The Rambam writes in Ukhas Tam HaTorah that a person has to learn Tam HaTorah under all circumstances in life. No matter what the deck of cards that the Shabbat deals you, you're mechuyif to sit and learn Torah. The Rambam says whether you're sick, whether you're well, whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you have tzoras, whether you're rich, you're poor, no matter what physical reality you find yourself in, a person is mechuyif to learn mamish b'chol kaychei, no matter what, as much as he can. It's interesting, the Rambam, we always quote this Rambam, when you get married, you'll appreciate this Rambam even more. So the Rambam writes at the beginning of the Chosam Torah, everybody's chayav to learn Torah, no matter what. Even the Rambam says, a guy who's sick is chayav to learn Torah. And even a guy who's poor is chayav to learn Torah. And even a person who's old already is chayav to learn Torah. And then the Rambam says, and the biggest chiddush out of all of the above, even the following person is chayav to learn Torah. I don't know what the Rambam writes. The chiddush, not only the guy who's sick and poor and old and never can open his eyes and can't learn anymore. The Rambam says, a married person. The Rambam says, the feel of Baal Isha Banu. Even if you're married, you have children. So you see from the Rambam, unbelievable, it's not a Kiddush. If you're married, you have children, you realize it's not a Kiddush. So a person would think, you know, after all, yeah, Baruch Hashem, married, children, I helped my wife tonight, I have to go put the kids to sleep. Unfortunately, I left most of them still bouncing around wide awake, so I have to go back after my wife to make sure they're still sleeping. So Baruch Hashem, I feel about Alicia Banu. Sometimes when you're taking care of your kids, after a whole day and a whole night, and sometimes you're wiped out, it's harder sometimes than to go to work. So at the end of the day, you think, aye, that's it, finish up from Tom Terrace, says Ram, nope, I feel about Alicia Banu. So it doesn't mean that the Baal Isha Banu is doesn't take care of his Isha Banu, he has a kid to take care of his wife and his children also. It means when he finishes taking care of his wife and his children, then he's not going to go back to the Ritz Medrash also.
Different, or is Islam just saying different though?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to learn
Muslim,
Torah.
That's also true, but it's supposed to be learning Muslim to some degree, depending on...
Like, one can't, like, doesn't have
to learn Torah, then he has to learn. Yeah, that's a different, yeah, that's true, but that's not what the Rambam's talking about. The Rambam's talking about the mitzvah of Tam Torah.
Okay.
So, it's true what he said, but again, the Rambam himself is emphasizing the mitzvah of Tam Torah. So the Rambam then goes on, and he talks about Tam Torah, and he says, until when is a person's life is he supposed to learn Torah? What's the deadline? Says the Ram, Ad Yom Moso, his last breath of this world, is Mechuyev and Mitzvah Deraisa Tam Torah, Ad Yom Moso. So, if you were writing the Rambam, and you wanted to prove that you're Mechuyev to learn Torah, Ad Yom Moso, how would you prove it? I don't think you need a proof. Jewish Chayav to learn Torah, if you're still alive, you're still Jewish, Chayav to learn Torah. I wouldn't even need a pasuk. The Ram is a strange pasuk. The Rambam writes, a person is Mechuyev to learn Torah, Ad Yom Moso, Tichsiv, and Tishka has a dvarma sharoi nacha. Then Yasum Bavach, he quotes the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Choshechech Tavrach Mishnasan, says the Rambam, if you don't keep on learning, what are you by definition going to do? You're going to forget. The less you chaz, the less you review, the less you acquaint yourself with more Torah, the better chance you're going to forget what you already did learn, says the Rambam, that's why you have to learn Ajam also. Ad Kan Devir Rambam. That's a strange Rambam.
Also, the continuation of that process.
It's Vodatim Levanech Levnei Vanecha. Right? Okay, so again, so it's my after my mitzvah passion, so we're having chaz, we're ready with him. Read Vodatim Levanech Levnei Vanecha. Okay. So again, so the Rambam is trying to give us a raya, posek, a mokar, and a chumash that you have to sit and learn until the very last dying day. He said this halacha. What's the connection? So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in one of his truvas that the Rambam clearly disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rambam understood that the reason why you're not allowed to forget what you're learning has nothing to do with shmiras and mitzvahs. It's not to ensure that you do mitzvahs properly. Proof positive, says Rav Moshe. The Rambam quotes this Mishnah in Hilchos Tam HaTorah. Hilchos Tam HaTorah are teaching you the halachos of Tam HaTorah, not the halachos of shmiras and mitzvahs. The Rambam holds that you're not allowed to forget what you're learning. Because forgetting what you're learning is a pagam, is a chisarin in the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. What does that mean? How is forgetting what you're learning a pagam, a chisarin in the mitzvahs Talmud Torah? So comes a Moshe and says something which is very, very scary. What's the shear of Talmud Torah that a person has to learn? That's a tricky question, because the Gemara says that if you learn, the Gemara says that if you learn a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night, you yitzei. So the Rishonim are quick to point out that there are two aspects of Talmud Torah. It's the mitzvah maisius of Talmud Torah, the action of being involved in learning. That's like putting on tefillin. You have to do it every day. You have to say kriyashma once in the morning, once at night. You have to daven every day, according to the Rambam. So you have to learn a little bit of Torah every morning, a little bit of Torah every night. That's the mitzvah shel maisius of Talmud Torah. But then there's a second aspect of Talmud Torah called yediyas haTorah, that you have to know the Torah. So imagine if a person every morning says Bereishis Bara Elokim, and every night says Ve'elu Shemos Bnei Yisrael, doesn't do anything else. So it's very nice, he fulfilled the mitzvahs maisis of Talmud Torah, but he, what happened to the Yediyas HaTorah? So he's not going to know the Torah. So that's also part of the mitzvah. Shinabdol Vanecha, the Gemara says, Shiyudu V'Torah V'Chadon V'Ficha. But a person has to know the Torah. You have to know the Torah. It's going to tip your tongues all the time. So how much of the Torah does a person have to know in order to fulfill this mitzvah Yediyas HaTorah to its proper extent? What's the shiur? But he said it's a scary shear. What the shear is?
Inland shear.
It's cold, dark, cool. There's no everything. That's the shear. So comes Ramesh and says with Nasser Rambam, if a person started to learn and they finished with a Kamba and Sipra Bath, they know these Masechta is cold. And now 20 years later they ate a Chazer and they forgot them. So it turns out when they come to the Kisei Akvava, the Achmer B'Yasim Shana, they don't really have Yediyas HaTorah. It means they don't fulfill Yediyas HaTorah to the extent. Now again, no Lutah Torah V'Lachi Asharis, we're not angels, but we have to try our best. So a person has to constantly keep on learning, because every time he forgets something that he's learning, that's a pagam in the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Because the mitzvah Talmud Torah, at least the Yediyas HaTorah aspect, is Yediyas Kol HaTorah Kula. So if a person forgets part of it, so then he's not fulfilling this mitzvah properly. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, this Isser of forgetting Torah is not a kiyum and shmiras and mitzvahs like Rabbeinu Yonah. It's nothing to do with shmiras and mitzvahs. It has to do with Talmud Torah. And it's a chisor, it's a pagam in your mitzvahs Talmud Torah if you don't learn, if you don't keep on learning till Yom Moso. Because if you don't learn till Yom Moso, you're going to forget. And everything you forget is a pagam, a chisor in the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. So Kopanim, we have two totally different approaches in the Rishonim. Why is it that the Torah is so careful that we don't forget what we learn? What's the issue of Shechas HaTorah? What's it all about? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, because it's going to impact our Shmiras HaMitzvahs. According to the Rambam, it's going to impact the very essence of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Yonah says that Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam, each one of them is really emphasizing a different aspect of learning. There are really two fundamentally different aspects of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah, which is God of Talmud, which is made with Maaseh. The Talmud Torah is a way to assist us to perform the mitzvahs properly. And then this Talmud Torah is an end in and of itself, is a goal in and of itself. There's a famous Beis Halevi. Anyone know the famous Beis Halevi in Asa Benishma? It's not so famous here. We'll say it over. So the Beis Halevi is a Gevaldik Avort. His name is a Chaim's father. It's a Gevaldik Avort on Nasa Benishma. The Gemara says, Masech Shabbos, that at the moment when Klai Yisrael will mock them Nasa v'Nishma, they said Nasa before Nishma, so Kadosh Baruch Hu granted each Jew two crowns, which they subsequently lost at the Chet Egel. At least for that short period of time, each one was granted two crowns, one for Nasa and one for Nishma. So comes the Beis Halevi and says the Lashon Gemara is a little bit difficult, because the Gemara says B'shoah shehikdimu Nasa l'Nishma. The mile of Klal Yisrael was not that they said Nasa and they said Nishma, but that was the mile that it should have said B'shoah she'omru Nasa v'Nishma. The mile was the fact that they said Nasa before Nishma, therefore they were there for the two crowns. What's the kasha? If the mile was not the Amiras Nasa, the Amiras Nishma, the mile was the Hakdama, how many acts of Hakdama did they do? So they did one, they should have only got one crown. That's the Beis Halevi discussion. It's a brisket cash. So comes the Beis Halevi and says, no, there are two halachas. Says the Beis Halevi, Klal Yisrael were rewarded for saying Nasa before Nishma, and then they were secondly rewarded for saying Nishma after Nasa. What does that mean? It's a double talk. So comes the Beis Halevi, explains as follows. Nasa before Nishma, that we all know. When little kids, they tell us that even though we didn't know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted of us, but we had such a munah b'Hashem, we jumped into it because we trusted a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the hakdam of Nasa before Nishma. That warrants a crown. That warrants one crown, not two crowns. The second crown of Beis Halevi, says the Beis Halevi, is the fact that even though Klal Yisrael had already finished saying Nasa, they turned around and said Nishma again. What does that mean? Says the Beis Halevi, Nasa means We're mekabel shmiras mitzvahs. We're going to keep Shabbos. Nasa means we're going to put on tefillin. Nasa means we're going to keep kosher. That's what Nasa means. We're going to do the mitzvahs and it's also going to keep the mitzvahs Hashem is Baruch. Part of accepting to do the mitzvahs, it's understood, it's self-explanatory. You're going to learn the halachas. Because how can you be mekabel to keep Shabbos if you don't know what Shabbos is? How can you be mekabel to keep kosher without knowing what kashrus is? So as the Beis Halevi, even if the Torah wouldn't have given us a mitzvah Talmud Torah, we would still have to learn Hilchos Shabbos. You know why? Because otherwise, how would you know to keep Shabbos properly? So the Marshal, the Torah says you have to sit in the sukkah. So if a guy doesn't go build himself a sukkah before sukkah, he's not going to have a sukkah. So if a person doesn't learn Mishnah Berurah sukkah, he's not going to have to build a kosher sukkah. So of course, part of learning Torah is what we call a hechsher mitzvah for shmiras and mitzvahs. It's a necessary preparatory stage for shmiras and mitzvahs. It says the Beis Halevi, it's a disaster, it's a tragedy, if people view Talmud Torah as only being a means to an end. There's only a preparation for shmiras and mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is an end in and of itself. Talmud Torah is a goal in and of itself. It is not only a means to an end, but it's kufa an end. What's the end? Talmud Torah. Learning Chachmas Hashem, learning the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because it's going to affect my Shmiras HaMitzvahs. It's going to have zero impact on my Shmiras HaMitzvahs, so I'm still Mechuyav in Talmud Torah. L'mashal, we know, a person has to learn Torah, even those parts of Torah that are not relevant L'maisa. I guarantee you that most of you are not going to pass Kim Shalz of Adam Zomer in the next couple of weeks. Even if you find a Mikdash, I don't know whether, I'm sure a lot, I find to be Chacham here, but I don't know, maybe there are other people online that have had before you, maybe, I don't know, maybe, at the end of the summer, maybe some guys are in the running. So Eidim Zomer is not a Gela Maisa. Yer Nidachas is not a Gela Maisa. Bayis HaMenuga is not a Gela Maisa. Uktzin, Taurus, Kachin is not a Gela Maisa. And yet it's the exact same mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn these things as to learn Mishnah Berurah's Brachos. It's the same mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah is not just a means to an end, it's an end in and of itself. It says the Beis Halevi, Nasa before Nishma was one Maila. Nishma after Nasa was the second Maila. Nishma after Nasa meant that even after they were Makabal and Mitzvahs, and even after they knew Hilchos Shabbos, and they knew Hilchos Kashrus, they knew how to put on tefillin, they knew everything ready, Nishma, we're still going to learn. We're going to learn Uktzin, and we're going to learn Taras, and we're going to learn Zerah, we're going to learn all the Chalkiyat Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula, even those parts of Torah that are Bechlal not relevant in Lamaisa, were never relevant in Lamaisa, will never be relevant in Lamaisa. We learn Torah because it's, they say, why did he climb the mountain? Because it's there. You learn Torah because it's there. It's the Dvar Hashem. That's why you learn Torah. Not only as a means to an end. So Nasa before Nishma is a Maila, and Nishma post Nasa is a Maila. But everybody agrees, the Maisa, this Yisrael of the Beis Halevi, that there are really two different Chalokim of Talmud Torah. There is Talmud Torah, there is a dimension of Talmud Torah as a means to an end. That is Gadol Talmud Shemegma de Maisa, that is true. And then there is also Talmud Torah as an end, in and of itself, it's also true. The Nasa v'Nishma, two Chalokim of Torah. The Beis Halevi goes actually one step further. The Beis Halevi says that the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim that one of the things that brought about the Churban, Shulal Berachu B'Torah Tchila, Klai Yisrael didn't make a bracha on the Torah in the morning. What was so terrible about not making a bracha on the Torah in the morning? So says the Beis Halevi, when you build a sukkah, you don't make a bracha. When you buy a lulav, you don't make a bracha. When you sit in the sukkah, you make a bracha. When you shake a lulav, you make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on Hechshah Mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that's a mitzvah in and of itself. Says the Beis Halevi, in the days of Beis Rishon, yeah, they were learning Torah, but the Torah was goal-oriented. The Torah was mice-oriented. It means, yeah, we gotta know what to do, we gotta learn Mishnah Berurah, we gotta learn Shulchan Aruch, we gotta learn Bracha, Shabbos, Pesachim, that's it. But there was no tremendous cheshek necessarily on the Hamon Am to go learn the other Chalakim of Torah. So says the Beis Halevi, Shalom Berachim HaTorah Tchiva. Here Talmud Torah was like building a sukkah, but it wasn't like sitting in the sukkah. We want Talmud Torah to be elevated to the sitting of the sukkah, not just merely building a sukkah. So, come upon him, the Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda, both of their pshatim in the Mishnah about what's the Torah, each one of them is driving home a different aspect, different dimension of Talmud Torah. That Rabbi Yehuda is emphasizing the Shmiras and Mitzvahs angle of Talmud Torah, and the Rambam is emphasizing the end in and of itself of Talmud Torah. And it's not really machlokes, they're both true. That both Chalakim of Torah exist, there's Nas and there's Nishma in Torah, and both of them are important. The person has to be careful not to forget the Torah for two reasons, because number one, it may be a pagam, it may affect the Shmiras and Mitzvahs adversely. And number two, it's going to be a chisaron in his mitzvah of Yedias Kol HaTorah. But there's a third pshat in the Rishonim as to this issue of Shichos HaTorah, and that's taken by the Ramban. The Ramban, the Ramban understands that there's a mitzvah to remember Har Sinai. It's not much one of the Tayag mitzvahs according to the Rabban to remember Harsinai. The same way there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim, the same way there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, Zechiras Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Maamar Harsinai, says the Rabban. Not only is there a mitzvah of Zechiras Maamar Harsinai, there's an Isser of Shichas Maamar Harsinai. The Torah says, "Pen tishkech hasadvar mesheiro enecha." So the Rambana understands this to mean that this is not only referring to the words of Torah per se, like the Mishnah Perkei Avos takes it, but it's referring to the experience of Harsinai. What does that mean to the experience of Harsinai? What are we not supposed to forget about Harsinai? So the Pesukim tell us in the end of Parshas Yisro that after the Torah was given, so Klal Yisrael were mamash shaking at the time of Maamar HaSinai. They saw the kodesh of Rock and Lana and Kabbalah up. The mamash couldn't shaking. Are you from Tina? Are we from Tina here? Tina, okay. So you guys around Shavuos, the homeless pair Shavuos? Do you remember Motzai Shavuos, the thunderstorm?
Yeah.
That was the scariest thing I think I ever had in my entire life. Okay, so I'll tell you, why am I telling you this story? So I had to go somewhere right after Yom Tov. So as soon as Abdullah, and I jumped into the car, it was just starting to rain. It was very, very, very windy. Thinking, not the first, not the last. Thunderstorm, I drove it. So got into the car, started to drive. I drove down, you guys know where I live, on Rector Court, right over from Newbridge. So I'm driving. Right onto Windsor. I drove about 1 or 2 blocks. I couldn't see anything. The rain was so hard that it was blocking mamish total vision. Plus, the wind howling was mamish like you thought like the world was going to come to an end. And then the only thing I could see was when they had these bolts of lightning. It was lighting up the entire sky, and then the hail started to come. You heard those, they were like rocks. And here I'm sitting in this, driving my car, going about like 2 miles an hour. My mom couldn't see a foot in front of me. And I just pulled up one of the sausages and I waited out for half hour, wherever I had to go, to tell them that I have to wait. So why are we telling you the story? It was Motzei Shavuos, right?
I was in upstate New York.
What?
Upstate New York.
So I remember thinking to myself, that Motzei Shavuos, that if Maamar HaSinai, you can imagine what Maamar HaSinai looked like. This was a tipa min hayam. This is a mashu of a mashu. Maamar HaSinai is 1,000 times scarier. You understand what? Right away, the mamish couldn't take it. The mamish freaked out. So comes Moshe Rabbeinu and tells Klal Yisrael, don't worry, man. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry, man. It's only HaShemesh HaShechina. Kilo va'avur, I'm telling you, if someone would have blown a shofar at that point, I would convince Moshe Rabbeinu to come. Kilo va'avur, nasel seschem bo'alokim, va'avur tiyar yosu b'nechem, v'atik v'sechem to'am. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this for? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Torah in such a way? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu just give us the Seres HaDibus, give us the Luchos, give Moshe the rest of the Torah Rabbeinu, call it a day? So go home, we have to scare the living daylights out of us. So the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to instill in us Yerushalayim. He wanted a Har Sinai that we should see what it means. Pachad Neir V'Oyim the Rabban Shalom. Anyone who's ever had this chus, say in a funny way, this chus, to go to the Grand Canyon. Has it been in Grand Canyon? Been in Niagara Falls? And more East Coast people to Niagara Falls. You go to some of these places. I've been from Toronto, I've been probably 100 times. So the first time we go to these places, it's a chner v'ayim, right? Remember the Grand Canyon? Norah v'ayim. You see the Yad Hashem. You see people there, Jews, non-Jews, they're just like what? They're just like standing there, they can't like get a grip of themselves. When you see Marek Kvein Hashem, so it's a very, very powerful experience. So that's what HaSinai was supposed to accomplish. Besides giving us the Torah, the second or primary, whatever you want to call it, role of HaSinai was to instill within us Yerushalayim. So comes the Ramban and says, that's the mitzvah Shichas HaSinai. That means we're not supposed to forget what HaSinai was all about. We're not supposed to forget the godless, the Ga'ain Hodr, Uzov, the Rabbanu Shalom, the Pachad, Neri Vayim. That's what we're supposed to remember. Besides the Dini HaTorah, the Rabbeinu Yonah's right, the Rambam's right. Yeah, we're not supposed to forget the technical details. We're not supposed to forget the experience as well. That's also part of the Yisra Shichas HaTorah. I wonder if I quote this Ramban. I always say that I think this Ramban is important, not just in terms of remembering Har Sinai proper, but this is important in terms of mitzvahs in general. You know, sometimes, you know, like you think back in your own lives, to think like what was a moving mitzvah experience for you. You know, sometimes the person goes to the Kosar, it's been a long time. Sometimes it's like a Pesach Seder, sometimes it's a Kishof Rosh Hashanah, sometimes it's a Kol Nidre, whatever it is. Different people have different moments in time where they feel tremendous aliyah in terms of a ruchnius. So the Ramban is saying you're supposed to remember those things. You shouldn't forget those things. The same way that the Torah wants to draw our attention to Ma'amar HaSinim, we should always remember Ma'amar HaSinai, so too, Kadosh Baruch wants us to remember those moments in our lives which are not necessarily rational moments, not necessarily that we sat and we were learning a Tosfos, but it was a moment where we got this unbelievable burst of energy, this burst of Yirat Shamayim, this burst of Avos Hashem, burst of Dveikus Hashem. Kadosh Baruch wants us to remember them. It's good to remember them, but sometimes, you know, when you're down in the dumps a little bit, and you feel like your ruchness is dropping a little bit, hey, wait a second, I was able to accomplish that. That was me last Yom Kippur. I was able to be like that close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, if I did it then, I can do it again also. So according to Ramban, that's the Isra of Shichas HaTorah. And if a person forgets those moments, forgets Ma'amar HaSinai, forgets those exciting experiences, that's a problem. That affects his entire Avodas Hashem. So we have three different approaches in the Rishonim. What are we supposed to remember? What is so important about remembering? Is it important to remember the details, not to mix up the halachos like Rabbeinu Yonah? Is it important not to forget the details so we don't blow the mitzvah of Torah like the Rambam? Or is it important to not to forget the experiential part of Torah like the Rambam? The Emes says they're all right. All three of them are correct. There's one last aspect in terms of Shichas HaTorah that the Gemara discusses, commenting on a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, Kilosi Shechach Mepizaro. Actually, the pasuk is in Parshas Vayelech, but it's referring to the Shir of Hazinu. That Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to write the last words, to write the Parshas Hazinu, and by doing so, he in effect basically completes the Torah. It's a sabracha. And Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, he's promising him that Klal Yisrael will never forget the words of Hazinu. Kilosi Shechach Mepizaro. Comes the Gemara and says that from here, Mikan Shemuftachim Yisrael Shlo Tishtakach Terem Yisrael. The Torah will not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. The Torah is the Feresh, Kilos Yishal Pizaro. You always remember these words. He's not just going to always remember Hazinu, we'll remember the Sefer Torah. We'll always have the Sefer Torah. We'll always have the Torah Shabbat. We'll all have something. So comes the Gemara and says, if that's true, that we're never going to forget the Torah totally, the Torah will never be totally forgotten by Klal Yisrael, what is the meaning of the pasuk of the Nevuah? We sing it. There's a nice slow nigger. Hinei yamim ba'im l'mashem v'shlachti ra ba'aretz. You still sing that? It's an old song. Lo ra lo lochem. You know, I don't sing it anymore. That's like what comes since 20 years ago. Hinei yamim ba'im v'shlachti ra ba'aretz. This is like from the 1980s. Comes in this case.
That's from
the video. Anyway, Kim Divrei Hashem. So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send a famine and a hunger and a thirst? Lishmoz Divrei Hashem. So the Gemara says, what does that mean, Lishmoz Divrei Hashem? No one's going to know the words of Hashem. How could it be? On the one hand, Kilos Shechach Mepizaro. On the other hand, there's going to be a famine and hunger. No one's going to know the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, Rishim Ba'yachai, Masach HaShabbos, means like this. Of course, Torah will never be forgotten. Avada, people will always be learning. People will be learning Tav Shuvach Sav, and people will learn Tav Shuvach Pad. Mamash Ad, Yis Mashiach, Tzikyan. So what's going to be forgotten? Says the Rishim Ba'yachai, Shlo Tehei, Halacha Bura, Mishnu Bura, Baruch HaMecha. There's going to be confusion in terms of Pesach Halacha. There's going to be so many different shitas and lachloitzim, what do you do, a different minig, my Rav says this, your Rosh Shiva says this. There's going to be so much confusion in Pesach Halacha. That's what's going to happen in the Asad Lava. Guess what, Rabbi say? I think we've been zoicha to that bracha or klal, whatever you want to call it. That is Torah forgotten? Chas v'shalom. People know Torah. People learn Torah. They know we have Torah. They know we have Torah. On the other hand, There's a lot of confusion in how to paskin. There's so many shitas. You know, every couple hundred years, somebody tries to write a sefer to try to end all confusion. So the Rambam tried it, so it lasted for about 10 minutes. Then the Torah tried it again. Then the Shulchan Aruch tried it. Then the Mishavura tried it. It's almost time for a new Mishavura already. Somebody looks it since the days of Mishavura. So that's part of what happened. That's part of the Golas. That's part of Nebuch. That we don't have a central authority. We don't have a Bezin. We spoke about earlier in the summer. The paskin Shiloh. So we have still confusion in terms of Pesach Halacha. But in terms of Shichas HaTorah, the Torah promises us, Ki lo sishachach b'chizaro. The Torah forgives us of tocha, that the Torah will talk and never be forgotten. So Rabbi Sai, so we ended off speaking a little bit about Shichas HaTorah. So where does this put us? Where does this place us? So I think that this significance of Shichas HaTorah is something which is direct mechayef to each and every one of us. That each person has an obligation in this world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the schus to be involved in Limud HaTorah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a responsibility to ensure that Torah isn't forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And that's a charge that each and every Ben Torah has to have. Now, that charge can be expressed in many, many different ways. There are many, many different ways to ensure that Torah isn't forgotten from Klal Yisrael. So there are some ways which are in the realm of Talmud Torah. There are other ways it's not even in the realm of Talmud Torah. Let's say this little mashal is the role of Yisachar Zvur. So there are some people who are going to be better Zvulims in this world. So we know Chazal tell us that Yisachar Zvulim cut a deal. Yisachar was Ba'olach, he was one of the Bismedish, and Zvulim went out to work. Doesn't mean that Zvulim didn't learn all. I think Zvulim didn't come home to learn Daf Yomi night. Doesn't mean Zvulim didn't have a chavus with Yisachar in the morning or something. But for the most part, Yisachar would learn the Torah, and Zvulim with the Tomchei Torah. So the Tomchei Torah also have a chelak in the lack of Shichas HaTorah. They support yeshivas, they support Bnei Torah. So that in and of itself is something that ensures that Torah is not going to be forgotten. But for those of us who are perhaps going to be more in the Yisachar realm, so that's an unbelievable mechayev of us, those who are able to, those who have who feel they have the ability, who have the koichas to be involved in ensuring that Torah is not forgotten. It's a tremendous, tremendous achrayas. Again, there are different people who do it in different ways. There are people who do it as Rabbein, there are people who do it as Rabbanim, there are people who do it as Lundi Torah, there are people who do it as Balabatim, is saying Daf Yomi Shirim and Shul, and giving Halacha Shirim and Shul, and giving regular Shirim. There are many, 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 many different venues that a person can be involved in ensuring that Torah isn't forgotten in Israel. But everyone has to be involved in some shape or form. The Torah is not just a personal thing, not just a private thing. It's Marash Gilus Yaakov, it's something that belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. And we as Bnei Torah have an obligation to make sure that we're able to spread the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia that there were two Gedolim, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chiya, were contemporaries, and each one was credited for making sure the Torah wasn't forgotten from Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Chanina, the Gemara says, was such a lamdan, he sat and learned Yom V'Layla, and his learning kept Torah alive for the masses. That he was the source they went to. Anyone had a shayla, he was the last word. He knew Kol. He was like the Vilna Gaon, like we said. Vilna Gaon had very few formal talmidim, but yet the hashpa that he had in Klai Yisrael was enormous. Adi Yemezeh. So that was Rabbi Chanina's mahalach. Then the Gemara says Rabbi Chiya was a first grade rabbi. The Gemara says Rabbi Chiya was he used to teach little children, that he had a little cheder, and he taught them brachos, shmos, etc. He taught them chumichos shetar, he taught them mishnayos. So that was his share in making sure the Torah is not nishtachas in Israel. So you could participate in making sure the Torah is not forgotten from Klai Yisrael as a first grade rabbi. You could participate as sitting in the kollel and writing a sefer of a Shabbos. There are a lot of different ways for a person to do that, but everyone has part of that obligation of making sure the Torah should So Rabbi Sai, Baruch Hashem, we made a siyum on the sugyas of Tarshu Bapeh. Sounds like a funny thing to say. Never ultimately finished Tarshu Bapeh. But at least we made a siyum on the sugyas and the significance of the Sorah. So hopefully some of the highlights, things that we were able to point out during the course of these couple of weeks, the importance of Mesorah, the importance of the Balia Mesorah, the importance of understanding how we got to where we got to, that the Gemara is not just a Tzahajpach, that the not just a game, and then Mishabur is just throwing around a bunch of sheets. There's a logical progression, door, chador, chador, ish, bipi, ish, and mesher, menu. As we started, if I'm not mistaken, it was the first thing we said this summer, and we're sitting in that direction, right? First day of the summer is in there. So I think the first day I quoted was the Rambam's an imam, and the Rambam said that a person is b'chut imami b'muna shleima, that Zos Torah is he amatsuy atav yadeinu, that the Torah Kadesh that we have today is the Torah that was nitna l'mesher, menu. So again, it doesn't mean that the page of the Mishabura was the Mishabura. It means all the klalim and all the derech halimuds and all the pratim in terms of the shmiras haTorah that we have, our tefillin on Meisha ben is tefillin, our Shabbos is Meisha ben Shabbos, our kashya is Meisha ben kashya. All the shmiras and mitzvahs, the tzuras, the mitzvahs that we do today are the mitzvahs that have been guarded mamish ish with the ish throughout the generations. And we spoke a little bit about the historical aspect of Torah Shabbat Pan at the end of the first half. So we pointed out that the Klal Yisrael were able to overcome all the trials and tribulations of, so we spent the whole morning yesterday in Tisha B'Av, from the Crusades, the pogroms, the Holocaust, the Churban, the Inquisitions, and yet Avraham Avichein, the Gedolei HaDor, and the Talmidei Chachamim in each generation, and the Hamon Aav who followed in the footsteps of the Gedolei HaTorah, were able to keep the Torah alive and pass the torch from generation to generation. So I might say you guys are the recipients of a torch which is over 3,000 years old. So you have double achrayis in this world. You have achrayis to yourselves to be kolei, to be able to absorb as much of that Torah Kedosh that you can, and then after you say that, so then as the Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is luma lalamda. So then you have an achrayis to teach that Torah in whatever shape or form you're able to spread it to the rest of the class. Okay, by the way, so I think that's it for this. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow I think there are no it's a funny night or something. Wednesday night already, I'm leaving. So I wish everybody enjoy the rest of the summer. I'm still not in the last couple of days. Everyone wants to schmooze a little more.